Hi, my name is Peter Pilgrim. I recently posted on my blog at jroller.com/Peter_Pilgrim an example of the Zen and Data Grid table UI component that I've been developing as part of the open source Nelson framework, which is also on Project Kenai. And Zen and Data Grid is a JavaFX table component which implements everything in SynGraph components, SynGraph nodes rather, and the idea is based on the concept stolen from NatTable, which is NATTABLE.org, a project which uses layers, and each layer is a way of abstracting the disjoint between the user data grid, which is the user table model, and the data grid used by the table UI component to render the information in the user table model. Sounds very complicated, but it's actually quite straightforward. Think of a sample table model, which is not actually implemented in the demonstration. Suppose you have a table model where a user has 1,000 cells across, which is 1,000 columns, and 1,000 rows down, which is 1,000 rows, and that would be a very naive implementation of a data grid if it rendered or if it associated one cell in that table model to one SynGraph node. It was simply the JavaFX runtime would simply crash and burn. I think it would anyway. It'd be very unperformant. So the idea of layers, renderable layers, is to dissociate the organization of cells from the actual table data table that the application or the user specifies. So example, you can think of it as a viewport or a port view of the actual user's data model, and that's the idea of the Zener data grid. And in fact, JTable also has this concept where it uses, of course, the Java 2D and the immediate mode APIs to rubber stamp or fly stamp, paint the actual cells as the JTable component needs to be refreshed. In a SynGraph node, you need to actually use an actual SynGraph nodes, of course, and you can't use an immediate mode. So layers actually contain renderable cells. Oh, that's difficult to say, isn't it? And essentially that is your user interface of nodes. I have more to say on this, but have a play with the actual demonstration. The next things to follow would be to demonstrate the full scrolling abilities and of course have more examples on the grid component. That's all for now. My name is Peter Pilgrim and I'm out.